This is Morning Edition on IPR News Radio. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. A group of paddlers were rescued from Lake Michigan early Monday morning. The group was headed to Beaver Island in a canoe when they called for help. They were on the way to celebrate the summer solstice in a traditional Native American ceremony. Fred Harrington of the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Ottawa Indians was leading the craft, which he calls G-Mon.
Well, we've been doing ceremonies out there for even before our tribe came into the area. Ceremonies have been done out there at the Stone Circle. Most people don't know there's a, I don't want to make it famous, but there's a Stone Circle out there, a celestial calendar. I call it the Adawa Stonehenge. And we've had ceremonies out there for a long time. And they used to, when our ceremonies got banned by the American government, what everybody did then was paddle out there in the middle of the night, and they would come around the backside of the island, and only the Mormons were on the island, so they didn't bother us. They didn't care what we did, and we didn't care what they did. So we would paddle into the back of the island, and there were people that were assigned to post a fire up on a hill out there. There's still a pit out there where you can see where they used to build that fire on the hill, and people would come paddle in the middle of the night to do that ceremony. And there'd be, you know, somewhere between 3,000 and 5,000 Indians would show up in the middle of the night. You know, you'd wake up the next morning and there'd be a whole village. And it was around the summer solstice. And, you know, most earth-based religions have ceremonies around the summer solstice. You can find on that celestial calendar where the sun sets on that day every year. Now there's trees in the way now, but you can still see that it's pointing over the right direction on that calendar.
Do you still?
So we go out there every year and we continue that ceremony. And when we can, we paddle out there. There have been three times when we didn't make it paddling. We got almost there one time and. Then one other time we got blown back within the first hour. And this yesterday, we didn't make it that time either. We got out there and, man, five of my paddlers just got so violently ill. You know, they say that seasickness is contagious. And when one person gets it, the next one gets it, and I, you know, within a few minutes, everybody's got it. And
how many paddlers were there?
I had six paddlers, and five of them were sick.
And what time did you guys leave?
They were really sick. We left about 10 o'clock, just before the sunset. Almost made it to the island. We were almost there. But it logistically, or, you know, with only one good paddler left, I made a decision to go back rather than go the rest of the way to the island because of the currents out there. If with only one paddler, I'd have had a hard time beating the currents. So I moved off and we headed back.
What does this canoe look like?
It's about 34 feet long. The ends are a little bit big. We wanted to make a statement when you see it. It's got a big moose on the front and Three Fires emblem painted on the back.
What's the statement that it makes?
That we live on the water, and you know we did in the past. And when we built it, our goal was for mainly our children, but I call them children of all ages, but. We wanted our children and future generations to be able to go out on the water and, you know, even if it's only for 5 minutes, realize that, man, this is the way they lived back in the old days. You know, we were always on the water. We lived right on the water. We traversed the Great Lakes. Our people were travelers, and they used G-Mons everywhere they went. So it really is culturally significant and traditionally significant for people to, you know, our people to get on it and ride in the water.
So G-Mon, is that the name of the type of canoe it is, or is that the name of this specific canoe?
No, that means basically any craft that you put in the water, right? G-Mon means they are kissing. when you look at the front of a watercraft and it's touching the water, they're kissing the water and the craft. So that's what we call them, G-mon.
So I gather that you were part of building this canoe. What was that experience like? When did you do it?
About 15 years ago, we built that one, and it was really neat. And I didn't realize how cool it was until one of the young kids that worked on it, he was about 12 or 14, and we were at a powwow one day. I had it displayed out at the end of the field, and I was sitting down eating, and some people were coming up and wanted to know all about it, and that young man went up there, and he was so proud of himself, and he told them all the things that we did to build this. And I realized right then how culturally significant it was to have our people be involved in the building of the G-mon. And, you know, just the pride of that one young man, it was really cool.
Will you be back out there next year?
Oh, yeah. If I have a crew. I don't know. Probably everybody be scared now.
Fred, thanks for talking to me.
Yeah. Hey, no problem. Anytime.